大家好，听得到吗？大家好，大家好，大家好，听得到吗？哦 ，OK， 这样听得到吗 ？OK， 啊，现在我们开始念这个《般若波罗蜜多心经》，But chant the heart of perfection of wisdom sutra， 这本小本的，啊，第十面。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝帕拉伽帝帕拉桑伽帝菩提梭哈。
So, we'll do a short meditation. So, let's start with a breathing meditation for a few minutes. So, breathe in and out. And try to bring back your mind at the present moment.
现在呢，我们先做一个简短的修行。我们先做数息观。我们把我们的心念呢，原念于我们的呼吸，呼出吸入，把我们的心呢专念啊，原念于这一个呼吸里头。
next one. So then you visualize in front of one space, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni, clear as possible.
接着呢，我们要观想在我们前方的虚空中出现本师释迦牟尼佛，观想得越清晰越好。
Next one, so then you visualize extensive offering such as flower, incense, water. So whole universe is covered by the offering. Then you make offering to Buddha Shakyamuni.
接着我们观想对本师释迦牟尼佛做出广大的供养，如云如山如须弥山，所有的我们的水供啊、花供、八供等等，所有美好的一切遍及宇宙，遍满整个虚空。
So then, next we recite the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So that time, visualize the light rays, nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni into oneself and purified all our mental suffering, physical suffering, pain, and especially the cause of the suffering, all the delusion. Then totally purified, so you can visualize that.
接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七遍。在这念诵的时候呢，我们也同时观想从本师释迦牟尼佛的身体放出大光芒，照亮我们，并降下大甘露。这光芒和甘露呢，进入我们的身体，净化了我们所有心理、生理上所感受到的痛苦及痛苦造成的原因。所以我们的烦恼、一切的障碍呢，全部都被净化完了。
Question just one, yeah.
大家有什么问题可以问一个问题。
有没有问题？等一下，要用这个麦才可以录音，才可以录到。
那个人家问我们哈，什么叫做皈依啊？那我们要怎么样跟他解释？跟他讲说是说拜佛祖啊，什么什么，他们一定不相信了哈。对，要怎么样解释给他们听？比较他们会相信。
The question is about when people ask.What is refuge? How do we actually explain to them? Because when you say we actually pray to the Buddha and all this, people usually won't believe. So how do we explain to them to make them believe? How do you explain to people who have these questions? Because usually they don't believe in praying to Buddha or believe taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha.
So how to make people
believe?
How
do you explain to them to make them believe?
Very good question.
Shang Shi Jiang, 你的问题问得很好。
Not easy. Not easy. So not everybody believe Buddha. Yeah. So it's not easy. Not everybody can believe the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. So it's not easy. Yeah.
这是一件不容易的事，因为并不是每一个人都相信佛的，所以要跟他们解释的话，也是不容易的一件事。
Yeah, also remember, in this world, so there's many different religions, not only Buddhism, so there's many different religions in this world, yeah.
而且我们都知道这个世界上呢有各种不同的宗教信仰。
So, of course, when you say taking refuge, so refuge like something, you know, looking for some protection for oneself from something. Yeah, so refuge means that, you know, so there can be many different refuge. You know, when you're sick, you take refuge to the doctor.You take refuge to the medicine. You take refuge to the nurse. When you are sick, you know, so that means you really trust to the doctor. You really trust the medicine. You really trust the nurse, like that. For example, when you are sick, you take refuge on that.
当我们讲到皈依的时候，这皈依就有那个祈求护佑、保佑、庇佑的意思。所以呢，当我们讲祈求那个保护或者庇佑的话呢，它有不同的层次啊。比如说，当我们生病的时候，我们就向医生求取庇佑，这医生就会开药，然后就有护士帮助我们。所以呢，我们就其实是在祈求医生、医药和护士的庇佑啊。所以呢，就是我们把我们的信任呢托付给医生，还有他所开的药方。还有照顾我们的护士。
So like that. So I mean this. When it's a refuge, you're looking something, you know. So when you are hungry, when you are thirsty, so you know. So when you are thirsty, you want to find something which can help you.You know, to clear your thirst. When you are hungry, you've been looking for something which that can help, you know, to reduce your hunger. So you look for food. So you see something there. When, you know, so therefore you go and look for that, you find it. So when you get it, you know, temporarily that help your thirst, hunger. So that's like that also, can be take refuge and food, you know, like that. So,
当然我们讲皈依的时候呢，我们是在寻求某样东西、某种东西的庇佑啊、保护啊。比如说当我们饥饿的时候啊，或者是当我们口渴的时候，所以呢，当我们 口渴的时候呢，我们去寻找，寻找有什么东西呢能够帮我们解渴。所以我们在寻找那样东西的庇佑。当我们饥饿的时候呢，我们寻找能够解除或者减轻我们饥饿的东西。所以呢，我们寻找一样东西呢能够庇佑我们免除饥饿的痛苦。所以当我们讲皈依的时候，就是如果我们找到这样皈依的那样的东西的时候，它就是那样东西呢要能够暂时解除我们的困难或者我们所面对的问题或痛苦等等。所以这是皈依的一层意思。
So, like, so you can see many this type, you know, when you feel hot, so you look for some cold place. So when you are cold, then you look for heat, you know. So then that the release, you know, you are cold and heat, depending on different object. You know, so then you feel some comfort in your life.
所以同样的道理，如果呢我们感觉到非常热，很热的时候呢，我们通常会寻找一个比较冷的或者有冷气的气温比较低的地方作为皈依处。如果当我们觉得很寒冷的时候，很冷的时候，我们会找一个比较空气比较热一点，温度比较高一点的地方呢作为皈依处。所以就看我们的所寻找的那样东西是依我们个人的情况而定的。这样的情况呢，是我们找的东西是要能帮助使我们的生活呢更舒服更好。
So here, when it's rubbish, means you know you're looking for something and you know this object can help you. You know, for example, when you're hungry, you eat something, you know that will help your hunger. So you believe.Then you look for it, then, you know, you find it. Then after you know that, that helps you, you know.
所以当我们讲皈依的时候呢，我们其实是在寻找什么东西呢？寻找能够帮助我们的东西。比如说我们饥饿的时候，我们寻找食物的皈依。所以我们当我们去寻找去找皈依的时候，我们相信有这样东西能够帮助我们，所以我们就去寻找。如果我们找到这样东西的话呢，就是我们找到我们的皈依处。找到皈依处就表示它能够解决我们所面对的困境。
So you see, so this is easy to understand by everyone, this common refuge, you know, this everybody can see that, everybody can feel thatSo, those kind of object of refuge, everybody believe, you know, engage, wishing for that. People able to see that, people able to feel that, you know. So then, those are easy to take refuge. Everybody take common refuge, all these things, you know.
所以呢，这样的层次的皈依呢，是很容易明白的。当我们讲皈依，以这样的方式来讲的话，每个人都可以看得到，每个人都可以感觉得到，所以每个人都可以明白，这种层次的皈依。所以这种层次的皈依是共同的皈依，大家所有人的共同的皈依。
So when you look, you know, like when you are young, when you are kid.Maybe 1 year old, maybe even before that, 6 months, 2 months, 3 months, even 1 month, you know. When you have some difficulties, problem, you know, we have this kind of mind in deep down, looking for some protection. But mostly that time, they don't know how to talk, but still they cry and look for refuge, you know, for...some protections. Whenever they feel some fears, difficult, they just cry and look for the mother, you know. So deep down, they have this kind of feeling, oh, my mother can help me. Mother is the refuge for me. You know, because of some difficulties, then immediately in their mind, seek for the mother, you know. This is natural seeking refuge for almost everyone. You know, even the animal, you know, they have this problem, difficult, immediately they look for protection, especially looking for the mother. You know, they have this karmic connection, so they have this, the mother can protect me from the danger, you know. So they look for that.
所以当我们非常非常小的时候，比如说我们一岁啊或者两岁的时候，甚至是一两个月或三个月大的婴儿的时候呢，我们也是会遇到困难的，就是我们生下来就会遇到困难。所以当我们遇到困难的时候呢，在我们心里啊，内心里面深层的内心里面，我们都会自然而然去找这个庇护啊。比如说当婴儿他们有一些困难的时候呢，他们就会哭出来，他们哭出来，因为他们就是想要找到那个庇护或者是他们当遇到一些问题的时候，他们心里感到很恐慌、很恐惧他们就会哭出来，要去找他的妈妈，因为呢，在他的内心的深层内心里面，他觉得呢他的妈妈呢是能够帮助他的所以呢，当人类啊，就是我们小时候遇到困难的时候，我们会自然而然的是去寻找这个庇护、这个庇佑。而且就是每个人呢，自然而然都会有的皈依，甚至是连动物也会这么做。就是我们遇到困难或者是遇到恐惧的时候，一种自然的反应，一种去自然而然会去寻找庇护的那种本能。因为在我们的内心深处，我们要是我们遇到困难的时候，我们就觉得这个我们的妈妈或什么是很自然而然的，就是一定会来保护我们的，因为我们这个因缘嘛。
So when you look in your life, so we all seem, you know, looking some kind of refuge, and day and night, you know, to solve the problem. So we all in samsara, so we all have problem. So then, always looking some kind of refuge there.To solve our problem, you know, naturally we have that because we have problem. So therefore, we're looking some kind of who can solve the problem. You know, keep looking for that.
所以在我们的生命中呢，我们的不论是白天或夜晚啊，或是我们碰到问题的时候，我们时时刻刻都是在寻找庇佑的。因为呢，我们生活在这个轮回，我们还在轮回当中嘛，所以只要我们是在轮回，还在轮回当中，我们就会遇到很多的困难。在遇到困难的时候呢，我们就自然而然会去寻找我们庇佑的保护啦，或者庇佑帮助我们解决这些困难。所以我们时刻都会在想，我们到底是谁呢？有谁能够帮助我解决我面对的问题？
So when you look, so we're all looking, you know, for refuge. Because we are not perfect. Because we have problem, you know. So that's, because of that, we have deep down, we're looking for something. Everyone looking for something. But we look in the wrong object. Wrong refuge. You know, just looking for temporary refuge. So...Yeah, the temporary object refuge can help to solve temporary problem, but it doesn't solve the root of the problem, doesn't solve that. But we all don't understand that, you know, what really caused the problem, what is the cause of problem, we don't understand that. Just understand only, you know, gross problem, then just looking for that to solve.Some kind of refuge, then we engage different object, you know, look like that solve the problem, then we continually attach on that, then we engage again and again, but somehow at the end, then problem really not removed from the root, but instead of that, getting more problem in the life.
为什么我们需要寻找皈依呢？因为呢，我们本身呢就是不完美的啊，我们就是有问题的，就会面临很多问题的。所以呢，每个人呢都在寻找我们自己的皈依处。可是呢，有时候呢，我们通常会找到错误的皈依处啊，因为我们找到皈依处呢是暂时的，给我们暂时的庇佑，哦，它并不能在根本上解决我们所面对的问题。因为我们没有去深一层去思维啊，到底我们所面对的问题呢，它的根源是什么？我们没有做这个深层的思维，所以我们只是在很表面、很粗浅的那个层次上面哦，去寻找我们的皈依。所以我们找到的皈依出了，我们就觉得，哎，我们暂时的问题都要暂时解决了，暂时哈，人家问题好像不见掉了。可是呢，我们继续这样的那个生活下去，这样的方式啊，继续生活的话，那我们就会又碰到那个问题过后呢，那个问题又浮现出来了，哦，所以我们就是在那边做这样的循环，所以我们的问题就最后就越滚越大，或越滚越多了。
So here, so of course, taking refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. You know, somebody taking refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha is not easy. You know, to other people to believe on that is not easy. You know, so all I think is first must explain, you know, what is the object of refuge. You have to explain very clearly to the person.What is Buddha, what is Dharma, what is Sangha, how they can protect you. You have to make very clear explanation to the person, you know.
所以当我们皈依三宝的时候呢，我们皈依讲，我们皈依佛法僧，这不是一件容易的事。尤其是当我们要别人相信了，这三宝是皈依处的话，所以呢，首先可能我们就必须解释清楚，哦，什么是皈依三宝？这三宝呢，究竟是什么东西？什么是佛？什么是法？什么是僧？这样我们讲皈依这三宝，讲这三宝呢，能够提供给我们怎么样的庇佑，怎么样的保护？
So, so of course, in Buddhism also, then when you talk about taking refuge to Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, because person must understand Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, then why you're taking refuge? What for? You know, what reason you're looking for that?So must have this idea why you need Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha in your life. Yeah.
所以当我们讲佛教徒，我们皈依三宝的时候，我们必须了解，哦，真正的去明白什么叫做三宝。这样，如果我们明白三宝皈依三宝的时候，我们也要清楚地知道自己为什么要皈依三宝。我们皈依三宝的原因是什么？为什么我们要在我们的生活中、生命中呢，去皈依这个三宝
？So also you have to understand, yeah, Buddhism is not easy. Yeah, we have to understand.
所以呢，如果我们要信佛的话，其实不是那么简单的，因为我们必须很清楚地了解我们在做什么。
Because we believe.There's past life, there's future life. Not only two, but there's many lives to go. So we have taken so many lives in before. We're going to take so many different types of lives in future. You know, must understand this too also. Not only this life, you know. You only believe this life, not like that, but in Buddhists we believe there's many different lives. You know, this understand must come in also.
而且身为佛教徒，当我们讲是佛教徒呢，我们呢，他的 守决条件呢，一个很必要的条件就是我们必须呢相信呢，相信有过去式，相信这一生呢不是唯一的一生，我们必须相信它有未来式，所以我们必须相信有这三式。好，所以呢我们要相信呢，我们这一生呢是只是一个其中的一个生命，在这一生之前呢，我们有很多很多很多的过去生，而且这一生完了过后呢，在我们的未来呢将会有各种各样不同的生命，哦，各不同的来世要我们去经验。
So that's so then you know again of course there's so many life then but how that works, the, you know, the karma, you know, how that works, you know, what kind of rebirth and you take, who decide, you know, this, you know, how that happened, by choice, or who decide, you know. So this, you must understand all this karma, law of karma.
当我们想有过去生、这一生还有未来生这三世的时候呢，我们还会讲到三世的因果，因为呢，我们知道呢，我们呢，我们有很多很多的生命，我们有很多生，我们有很多世的话，这样我们就要明白呢，在这个生生世世中啊，它业果的道理它是怎么样的，怎么样啊操作的？比如说，我们这一生完了，我们会有下一生，我们有来世。在我们来世呢，到底是由谁决定我们去哪里，去怎么样的来世，它是怎么样发生的，它整个过程是怎么样的，所以呢我们要对业果的道理呢非常明白，哦，非常清楚。
So So in Buddhism of course you know we believe this past life, future life. You know, so again, Buddha explained many teaching what really goes from life to life. You know, so Buddha mentioned the continuation of the mind. You know, go continually moving onward. But your physical body, of course, just one life. You know, when you die, you have to leave your physical body, but it's not the end of yourself.Continuation of yourself, we continually move to the next life. You know, like that. Then you have different body, then you live again, then your mind continually move. So depend what kind of body, what kind of rebirth you take, entirely depend on your mind situation. You know.
所以在佛教里面呢，我们讲到过去生还有未来生，在有很多很多的佛教经典里面呢，佛陀都已经解释啊，他都有解释啊，过去生是怎么样，未来生会怎么样，这样，好，这些经典里面都有提到。所以呢，从这一生呢到下一生呢，其实呢，我们的心呢是连续的，我们的心是没有断过的，所以这个我们就叫做心的相续。可是我们的生命呢是由我们身体和心组成的，所以呢这一生如果完了之后呢，我们身体啊就腐烂就完了，就不见了，所以这身体是不见了，可是我们的心呢却一直继续着生存下去，我们叫做心的相续。所以这个心的相续就从这一生呢过渡到下一生去，当他过渡到下一生去的时候，就看你投生到哪一道去，所以你投生到哪一道呢，就有那个道的身体，哦，可是你的心呢是继续的，它只是换了不同的身体而已，所以你的心的相续是一直一直的不断的延续下去的。
So then but people might think, you know, sometimes we think that, you know, yeah, we have many lives to go, but nothing to do with me, you know, I'm just for this life. Yeah, maybe there's future life, but it's nothing to do with me, you know, sometimes we think that. in past also nothing to do with me. You know, me is just one this life. You know, nothing to do with past and future. You know, sometimes we think that whether the future person suffer or don't suffer is nothing to do with me. You know, many of us we think that. We don't really care in the past and future.
有时候呢，我们会这么想啊，就很多人可能会这么想，就是哦 ，OK， 我知道啊，我会有很多生啊，我是很多很多生的哈、哦，接下来还有很多生要去继续。可是呢，这未来的很多很多生呢，和我现在的太远了，和我好像没有什么关系。我只需要关注啊，看我这一生怎么样，我好好的过这一生就可以了。哦、如果你讲到好像。过去生呢，这已经过去了嘛，好像已经过了就过了，那和我现在没有关系，我可以不用去管它。哦，那未来是怎么样？未来如果未来我会被感受到痛苦啊，或者是没有痛苦，或者很快乐、很高兴啊，这太远了啦，也是和我没有什么关系。哦，很多人都会这样想的。
Yeah, so first place in this world, of course, many people, you know, doesn't believe there's past life, future life, you know, just one life. You know, many people believe that.Even people who believe past and future life, they believe nothing to do with yourself, you know. So many people think that, believe that, you know.
所以呢，其实有很多人，很多很多人是不相信有过去生还有未来生这样的东西的，很多人都不相信的。就算那些相信有过去生、未来生的人，很多人也觉得过去了不管它，未来的还没有发生，所以我也不管。所以他们觉得，就算有过去、未来生，也和他现在没有多大的关系。
So they don't do anything so much about past life, future life. Therefore, why you need refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, you know? And life is just for this, just enjoy, happy, you know? So like that, so they don't.Really think so much about object of refuge, what you're talking about here, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. You know, most of people don't think that. You know, even they believe past life, future life, but they don't really think deeply, so that's why Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha taking refuge also not as strong. You know?
所以呢，既然他们觉得不相信有过去生、未来生，有些人不相信，相信的人又觉得和他们有关系，所以他们觉得，哎，我现在什么都不需要去做，不用特别去管，也不需要去做的嘛，哦，因为呢，因为如果什么这和我没有关系，我要做什么呢？我都不需要做嘛，所以我也不需要去找什么皈依啊或什么了，哦，我只需要呢，照着这一生，好好的享受这一生哦，啊，把自己弄得很快乐、很高兴啊，哦，就好了嘛。哦，这一生快快乐就可以了，所以呢，他们就觉得他们其实是不需要皈依三宝的，啊，所以他们没有去进一步做深层的那个思维去思考，啊，就算有些人他就好像我们呢，啊，我们很多人我们都皈依了三宝，可是呢，我们也不会去进一步很深的啊去想去思维去理解，所以就算我们皈依了，我们的皈依呢也不是很强，也不是很深的那种皈依啊。
So, so I think this is something we need to educate, you know, with our own wisdom. You know, we must educate oneself, you know, whether there's past life, future life, whether they exist or not. You know, then even their existence,whether there's something related with you or nothing related with you, this education are needed, you know.
所以，仁波切认为呢，其实呢，这一点呢， 我们是要自己去理清的，要自己去啊，去自己得到性洁的。我们要自己去想，我们需要呢给自己哦训练自己的智慧啊。如果能想通这一点呢，你就有了一些智慧了。所以我们需要用现代的语言来讲，我们需要教育自己哦。我们首先呢必须理清到底有没有过去生或者未来生，我们讲过去生、未来生，佛教讲这样多，究竟有没有这回事？我们要自己去思维，自己去理清。如果没有这回事，我们就不用去管它。如果真的是有过去生和未来生这回事，像他和我，另外一个问题就是你要问的，就他和我究竟有没有关系？如果他和我有关系的话，我需要怎么做？如果他和我没有关系的话，就不用做了，什么也不用做。如果他和我有关系的话，我还有未来生的话，我现在又应该怎么做？这是我们必须教育自己的。所以我们可以自己这样去思维去分析，然后呢得到一个结论，所以我们才会有个信解。
So therefore in the you know when you have this wrong view from your side you know, without not understand anything, but sometimes we have this wrong view. You know, past life doesn't exist, future life doesn't exist. You know, we have this wrong view, you know. Whoever tell you, you just block, you know. Your mind is already decided. Only this life, nothing exists, you know. Past and future life. If you have this wrong view, then this is the biggest obstacle for us to educate, you know, to the karma. So, therefore, so in Buddhist, so shouldn't have the wrong view. So must open-minded, you know.
So, 呢，如果我们不相信过去生和未来生的话呢，在佛教里面，我们讲这样的见解叫做邪见。就是不正见的意思啦，就是你我们有邪见，所以如果我们有了这样的邪见呢、啊，就是我们否定过去生，否定未来生，我们觉得是没有这回事的话呢，这样无论别人告诉我们什么东西，我们都不会听进去了，因为我们觉得哎，这个根本都是胡说嘛，我们的心呢就关闭了，我们就不能接受其他的那个教法了。这就是教育我们自己的最大的障碍，这是一个很大很大的障碍，因为呢，我们就不能明白业果的道理了。如果我们是佛教徒的话呢，我们是不应该有这样的不正见的。
So like that, so actually, you know, those people have wrong view. I mean, they don't have any reason, you know. So why do they believe the past life, future life? No reason.You know, they don't have valid reason. You know, they just believe. The whole their reason is because I don't see it. You know, the final reason will be like that. Those who don't believe past, future life, the reason is I don't believe it because I don't see it. You know, the final reason will be like that. You know, when you go deep down, ask the person, you know, the reason will be like that because I don't see it.But that kind of reason is not valid, you know, when you look at it.
有这样的邪见的人呢、啊，就这种不正见的人呢，就是不相信有过去生，不相信有未来生。其实呢，他们并没有太多的理由，哦，他们只是呢单纯的相信，就相信哦，这是没有这回事。好、哦，如果你再进一步问他的话呢，啊。他觉得诶我看不到啊，我看不到过去生啊，诶未来生我也看不到，我能看到只是这一生而已啊，我就看到这一生而已，其他我都看不到，所以呢我看不到，所以就是没有过去生，也就是没有未来生，这是他们自己下的最后的定论。可是我看不到哦，我看不到这种理由呢其实是不能成立的。
Yeah, so this is not valid because something you don't see, that doesn't exist. You know, in this world there are so many things existing, but not necessarily you have to see. There are so many objects in the world you never see. You know, but so because of that, you cannot say it doesn't exist. You know. So what I'm saying is that because I don't see, that kind of reason is not valid. You know, something you don't see, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
所以呢，为什么说他讲他所提出的理由是不能成立的？因为呢，看不到啊。如果一个人看不到一样东西，并不表示呢那样东西就不存在。因为呢，在我们这个世界上呢，有很多很多很多样的东西，很多的事物都存在的。可是，并不是每一样我们都看过，我们都看到的。好，所以当你讲我看不到，所以呢，这东西呢是不存在的。这个理由呢，依靠这样的逻辑去推理、去推断呢，就不能成立了。
啊、you understand what I'm saying? 啊、
大家明白 Cameron 学讲的吗
？So same thing. So these are if the person as the person, you know, did you suffer when you, I mean, this particular person you asked him, did you suffer?When you come out from your mother womb, you know, the person will say, he won't say no, isn't it? Will he say no?
He won't say no.
I don't think so, he'll say no.
Okay, 所以好像比如说你可以如果有人这样问你，你在跟他讲为什么要皈依三宝？这样，你跟他提出这样的刚才的那个推理的时候，你可以问这个人呢、当你从你的妈妈的母胎里面出来的时候你是否感觉到痛苦？你就问一下他，看他还记得吗了？看他提出的理由是什么？人不觉得认为他不。他应该不会说不会感到痛苦，应该不会这么说。
What I'm saying here is the person don't remember that, you know, when he coming from the mother, he never see. You ask him now, 60 year old, for example, you ask the person, he don't remember how he came out from the mother womb. You know, even which day he come out, of course he don't remember.He never see that. He don't remember that. You know, but he cannot deny, you know, he was birthed in that day. But he don't see, he don't remember anything. But doesn't mean that doesn't happen. When mother give the birth, you cry. You don't remember that, you know. But you cannot deny that, you know. But you believe that, oh, you are sick.When you age of one, the parent tell you, you believe that. So, in order to believe, you don't have to see yourself. You know, by telling by the parent this and that, your birthday is this day, you don't remember by telling by the parent, only that. You know, so depend on that, you believe, I was born this day. I was sick when I was 1 year old, for example. You believe because of the parent.A relative told you that. There's no other reason. Yeah. Not your own wisdom recognize that, but somebody told you and you believe that.
所以呢，比如说，当我们还可以这样的去推理或跟那个人讲，当你问一个60岁的老人呢，你还记不记得从你妈妈那天生出来的那个时候那你的生日啊等等通常我想这个60岁的老呢他应该是不记得那天他是怎样出生的他出生的情况是怎么样的因为那天他也没看到嘛他出生的时候他也没看到他也不记得了他也不记得那天的天气是怎么样啊，怎样出来的哈、哦？他这些东西呢，他应该哦是完完全全哦都没有看到或者是不记得。可是他不能否认哦，他是那一天出世的，他是那天从他妈妈的那个娘胎里面生出来的啊？为什么呢？
虽然他不记得，他也没看到，可是他却不会否认，因为呢，他的妈妈呢可能有跟他讲过，或者他的亲戚朋友可能有跟他讲过，他妈妈可能跟他讲，哦，你出生的时候是你在那天出生啊，你怎么讲？他的父母或者亲戚也可能跟他讲，哦，你在一岁的时候呢，你生病了，什么什么怎么怎么？其实这些东西呢，这个六十岁的老人呢，一样都不记得，啊，可是呢。他也没有看到，可是是因为他的父母亲跟他讲啊，亲戚跟他讲了，所以他就相信了，哦，所以他相信这样的东西呢，这样的东西是的确发生，是存在的。可是他的这个相信和存在的理由呢，并不是依靠自己的智慧而产生的。
So what I'm saying is here, so a person who don't believe past life, future life, the reason is because I don't see it.So that's not valid. If something exists, you don't have to see that. You know, the point is that. So that means, so this the reason is not valid. You know.
所以我们以这样的道理呢来解释啊，来分析。所以呢，我们就可以说呢，不相信过去生的这个人，不相信有未来生的这个人呢，他所讲的理由，他所持的理由，因为我看不到。过去生，因为我看不到未来生，这样的理由是不能成立的。
So of course, again, believing past life, future life is not simple, you know. It's not simple, you know. So must educate and must think, you know, having why there's future life, why there's past life, you know.Why not just one life? You know, we must think a lot. You know, so what really go to the future? You know, so this really need to think a lot, you know. Then there will be some reason, logic, that you might have, oh, maybe with thinking, then you might have some kind of feeling there, oh, could be possible. The future life could be possible, you know, with logic, reason, you know. Then you have this kind of doubt, oh, could be possible.That will arise in your mind.
所以呢，要相信有过去生，要相信有未来生是不容易的一件事。所以呢，我们必须呢去教育自己。如果我们讲教育自己，可能觉得那个字眼太沉重了。我们可以这样子去思维、去分析，我们可以把它转过来呢，翻过来看，为什么会有过去生？为什么呢？会有未来生，而不是只有这一生呢？我们可以把这个问题转过来哦，这样去想。如果讲有未来生，这样是什么东西过去到未来？什么东西进入哦？从这一生进入过去到未来。如果我们这样去深层的这样去思维的话，这样我们想，哎，有没有可能这个未来生是会发生的？这个未来生有没有可能呢？啊，如果你心里这样分析，哎，你觉得哎，未来生可能真的会有，因为这一生可能会继续延续下来。如果你心里呢，你心里这样去思维去分析的话呢，你就会有这样的疑问呢、啊、产生。
So that's why, so Buddhism always talk about depending origination. Also, Buddhists always talk about cause and effect. You know, so from this, then.You have to explain about the past life, future life, from this reason.
所以呢，佛家讲的呢，万法因缘生，万法因缘灭嘛。所以它是有生是有它的因缘，它灭了也有它的因缘嘛。所以呢，如果我们用这个因缘来看呢，我们就可以看到呢，过去生，我们就可以看到未来生啊。
So, when you look one's body, one's physical body, how that happened, how that exists, what is the cause? You know, for example, when you look at that, how that starts, you know, when you think about that, that must be some cause. What?Make our body, this physical body, you know, there's some cause there.
所以当我们看到我们这个身体的时候，我们讲这个肉身的时候，哎，它是怎么样存在的？这个肉身存在一定有它的原因的，对吗？它一定有它的条件和原因因缘的。所以这个肉身呢是从哪里来的？它是怎么样来的？它一定有它的条件和原因合在一起才会出现的。
So just yeah, just understand our physical body, not came from the rock, not from the water, not from the tree, not made by the tree. You know, when you think deeply, so we all know because of father and mother, because of the first how they start, because of father, the white cell and the mother red cell, they combine together. So then, this is the main cause. You know, for our physical body, you know, this start from there, you know, nothing else. So our body is particular cause, you know, really some kind of special cause. Not any kind of thing can produce our body, you know.
所以呢，我们看看我们这个肉身的话，我们肉身是从石头来的，不是对吗？是由水做的，也不是对吗？是从树木来的。也不是吗？这些都是我看到有些人笑了，所以我们深一层去思维的话，所以我们身体肯定不是从这些外面的那个物质而来的。我们的身体呢，最初呢是由我们的父母而来的，我们从我们父亲的精和母亲的血，所以叫父亲母血合合而成的。好，当父亲母血合合而成的话，这是我们这个肉身呢最初开始形成的那个样子。好，所以我们身体的出现呢，它是有它的因缘条件的。
So like that, then again, of course, how the white cell and the red cell come from, you know.And talking about one particular body, how that happened, then I can go back up to how the red cell and the white cell came about. Also that of course, you know, not like just happens because something, nothing without any cause, you know, also that of course, why that red cell and what cell came about, what is the cause for that?
这样我们可以就问了，哦，这样我们的父亲母血，你讲了我们的身体最初开始父亲母血合合而成，这样我们的父精母血是从何而来的？当然这个父精母血它是有自己出现的因缘条件。
So when you look like that, of course our body came from our parent, what's in the red cell. Then your parent, what's in the red cell came from where?So same thing, you are another grandparent, of course. So you look like that, so there's almost, you must have some, no beginning, you know, like that.
所以如果我们由这个身体呢，自己的身体呢，这样去推断的话，这样我们的身体呢，是来自我们的父精母血。就父亲的白血球，母亲的红血球，这样我们父精母血又来自哪里呢？它来自我们的祖父母，哦，我们的外祖父母，我们的祖父祖母的父精母血，这样我们的祖父母的父精母血又来自哪里呢？它来自我们的曾祖父那一辈，我们曾祖父又来自哪里呢？就这样推断上去了，所以这样一直慢慢推的话，就好像数学一样推到前面是没有尽头的。所以呢，所以我们就可以开始，我们就可以讲呢，我们的身体呢是从无始以来就开始的。
You understand I'm talking? 啊？
所以大家明白天荣学要讲什么吗？
So here, so I'm talking about beginningless. Okay, there's no beginning in Buddhism when you look at it. Because everything happened because of cause and condition. Nothing happened without cause and condition. So therefore, in Buddhist logic, when you look at it, so there's no beginning. You know, you cannot say this is first time came out without cause. You cannot say that.
Yeah. 所以呢，我们这样推断的话呢，我们就推到无始，无始就是没有开始的意思。你找不到一个源头的哦，一个开始的起点，啊，因为什么呢？因为这是佛家的那个逻辑。我们这样推理的话，因为所有的东西都要因缘和而生，所以的因缘和而生，它前面又有它的因缘和，另外的前面有个另外因缘，所以呢，这样去推断的话呢，这整个东西呢就没有一个起点了，所以我们叫做无始。
Yeah, same thing. I mean, when you look all, I think, even look our own universe, not this world, while how we live, this also don't have beginning, you know.
同样的道理呢，因为我们讲的是个身，这身体呢，如果我们看看这个气世界，这个佛教用的用语叫做气世界哦，气就是机器的气，气世界。如果用现代的华语，现代语言就是讲我们这个物质世界，这个物质世界呢，这整个宇宙呢，这个世界呢，我们这样去推断的话，这宇宙形成就有它的因缘，这样推断它前面是什么呢？这样你去推断的话，它也是无始的。
Yeah, so when you talk about this our world, you know, when I talk about world, you know, we always think this always there, you know, remain forever, you know.Always there. We don't really think about this cause, you know, how that happened. We don't really think so much, you know. We all think this always there, you know. But it's not like that. I explained last class, yeah. you know, to form, you know, to exist, this world take how many? 180 billion years.I mentioned that before the last class to have in this world, you know. Then last time, 180 billion year, no? 180 year. Huh, Kimo? 180 billion year to form this world. Yeah, existing of this world.
所以当我们说到这个世界的时候呢，就这个宇宙的世界，我们从来都不会特别去深一层去想，我们都以为哦，这个世界是永远存在，它就是这样的，它是不会变的。可是呢，我们没有去想到这个世界呢，开始形成是怎么样子的，它有什么因缘和而形成的。所以呢 ，Cameron 就上一课其实有讲到结，还记得上一课我们讲到结这个观念，结是一个佛教的时间的观念。这个世界本来开始是空荡荡的，是没有东西的，然后它是由各种因缘众生的业，然后成熟了因缘条件和，所以呢它是需要180亿年才形成的。
Okay, so then take that long time to form this universe. Then after they will remain there 180 billion years. Then.Slowly disintegrate and destroy till another 180 billion. Then, after that, totally this universe is disappear and become all like that. We don't have this particular world, you know. Sometimes scientists or what they talk about the Big Bang, I don't know, whatever. So it will fall in the part, you know, all become like a small atom, you know. We don't have this big universe, you know.
所以呢，上堂课呢，我们讲这个世界的形成是需要经过这个沉、住、坏、空四个阶段。所以呢，这个世界的形成呢，它需要180亿年它才形成。那是形成之后呢，它就会慢慢的变化了，全部东西就出现了。这个住劫呢，也只是180亿年。然后过后呢，这个世界就会慢慢的毁坏，慢慢的变化，慢慢的变坏。哦，这也是需要另外180亿年。那当它毁坏完全毁坏尽的时候呢，它进入了这个空的阶段，就成住坏空嘛。哦，这空的坏段就好像
好像科学家讲的这个宇宙大爆炸原理哦，就变成空空的黑洞，所有东西呢都是不见了，然后只以原子的形态出现了。
Okay, so then, of course, when you talk about this, while we live, the universe doesn't live forever. You know, it will disappear, falling apart. So like that, become like just.All everywhere, just a particle, you know, just an atom like that. Then that kind of atom doesn't form together for another 180 billion years, you know, just fall apart. You know, take time, and 180 billion years to take this part together, you know.
所以呢，我们这生存的赖以生存的这个世界呢，它不是永远都存在的，就好像人寿呢，我们不是那种永远长命不会死的样子。所以呢，这个人和这个世界呢，它都会总有一天，它会慢慢的毁掉哦，坏掉，然后消失不见的。所以呢，每样东西、每个人、这个每个世界呢，都化为那个微粒。它化为微粒的时候，也就空荡荡的，就有微粒的存在。它也不是永远的，它也是在181年呢过后，这微粒又合在一起，又形成了个世界了。
Yeah, so then again you have to see. Then again after that, the part somehow, the all these small particle, you know, so then come together again, you know, somehow. Long period of time, but then again they gather together.You know, water, fire, element, or fire, earth, this atom, yeah? Then with the wind, they again combine together. Then again, they form this universe, another universe again, you know. So my point here is how the universe starts because of this small, partless particle. They come together, and because of that, the universe starts.
这样的大家可能就问了，当这些微粒呢 它全部世界销毁了，这宇宙不见的时候，它变成个微粒存在的时候，它经过一段很长很长很长的时间呢，这些微粒又会合又聚在一起了，那聚在一起呢就有这个四大了，我们讲的四大合了，地的微粒了，水的微粒了，火的微粒了，风的微粒，把它全部聚合在一起，这慢慢慢慢的又很长的时间，它就慢慢形成，就另外一个宇宙呢又形成了。哦，所以呢，这个世界是这样的反复循环哦，到微粒的聚散合。
So here, so to happen this our universe, you know, causes the small atom, you know, that come together, then this become big universe, you know. Without that, the universe doesn't exist. You know, this whole world doesn't exist. It's come about because of a small particle, then they.Combined together, become this big world.
所以这个宇宙的形成呢，其实是由非常的小的微粒合而成的。所以这个微粒呢，小到我们肉眼看不见，微粒合变成一个大宇宙。那这个大宇宙如果没有这样的微粒合，没有这个大宇宙实现的形成，我们就不会有我们现在所处的世界。
So, when you look like that, this universal, the big universal can be pulled into different parts. It's a very small partless particle, you know, cannot break down, become like that. So, very small one, of course, you cannot make part that one. You know, so that one will continue, you know, to form, another universe like that, you know, become round, then become falling apart, again become round, falling apart, you know, then.So become like that. So therefore, almost there's no beginning, no end.
所以呢，这个宇宙其实是非常非常的广，非常的大的。可是呢，这个非常大的宇宙啊，这个非常大的这个世界，就讲我们地球好了，这个非常大，它其实呢是可以毁坏的。它可以消失不见了，变成非常小的微粒啊！我们在那个佛教里，我们叫极微啊，极微粒。这个极微粒呢，就分散了，分享细分小，它又可以再重新再聚合在一起哦， 然后又形成另外一个宇宙。那这个宇宙呢，过后又会成住坏空，又变成分散，又变成极小的威力，又不见掉了。不见掉又经过很长时间呢，又聚合在一起了，又变成另外一个宇宙了。所以它就聚合又散掉，聚合又散掉，聚合又散掉。所以你这样推上去的，这宇宙形成它以前那个宇宙，它以前那个宇宙，以前那个宇宙，哦。在你推上去，你看着这个宇宙其实也是无始的。
So like that. So now here, this one, yeah, I think everybody understand. You know, think deeply, you know, this also is, people understand that. Now we talk about deeper level, talk about the mind. That's much more difficult to understand.
所以呢，我们刚才所讲的只是物质世界，哦，这个宇宙，或者是佛教讲的，你去佛经看叫气世界。气世界呢，它是怎么样形成的？它是因缘和合而成的。哦，这个深一层的去这样分析，它是无始的，哦，大家都能够明白，这只是气世界。当另外一个层次去讲，就讲我们的心的话呢，这就比较。更难一点了，哦，要去理解就比较难了。
So, another question for ourselves, you know. Of course, our physical body came from our parent. It's easy to understand. But where the mind came from, you know, your mind, your feeling came from where? What is the cause for your mind?What's the cause of your feeling? Is it really given by the parent? I came from parent mind or what? You know, this is something to think about.
所以呢，我们看看我们自己，在讲了外面的很大的东西，回来看我们自己。我们这个自己呢，我们是由我们的肉身和我们的心呢合的，哦，我们这个生命。这样子，我们的肉身呢，我们的肉身当然是来自我们的父母，我们的父亲的精子，还有母亲的那个血，哦，叫父精母血。好，所以刚才我们已经解决了这个肉身的问题。可是我们的心呢，我们的心是从哪里来的？我们心呢，我们能够感受。哦，我们有感受，我们有认知，这样我们的感受，我们的心啊，是从哪里来的？它是从什么因缘而来的？什么条件？什么因缘它而来的？我们的心是不是从我们也是从我们父母那边来的吗？哦，所以这个问题是我们要进一步去思维的。
So it's created by parents, what cell or red cell, your mind, you know, created by that or something else, you know. This is something we need to think that. Then it really came from parents, the question is, then is parents intelligent? Then son or daughter have to be intelligent.If parent is not intelligent, then the son or daughter shouldn't be intelligent. Yeah.
如果说我们的心的相续也是来自我们的父母，这个问题呢，我们就要进一步去思考，我们的心相续究竟是不是父母的精血而来的？所以我们假定。我们的心相续是来自我们的父母的话，我们的父亲母血的话，这样如果父母是很聪明的话，这样我们做儿女的也应该是很聪明的。如果我们的父母是没有智慧，是不聪明的话，这样我们做儿女的也应该是很笨的，很愚笨的。
Yeah, but you can see that not the case, you know. Parent can be be intelligent, but son or daughter, not necessarily have to be intelligent. Also parent, not so intelligent, but kid can be very intelligent. So you can see that in this world.
可是如果我们只要仔细去看一看，观察我们的世界，我们就可以看到呢，有很多父母呢，他们本身是非常聪明有智慧的，可是呢，他们的儿女呢，却不是那么聪明。像有些父母呢，也不是那么聪明有智慧的，可是他们的儿女呢，是非常聪明有智慧的。
So like that, so this is something difficult to understand. The mind, we don't really see that.We just feel it, but we don't really see it. So, the question is here, how the mind came about? How does the mind start? What is the really cause of the mind? You know, your own mind. So this is something, big question for Buddhists.
所以呢，我们的心相续呢，从刚才例子来看呢，就不是那么容易，那么简单去明白的。要明白是并就比较难了，因为呢，我们的心相续呢，我们的肉眼看不到，我们的肉眼呢没有办法去感觉这个心相续，因为它是看不到的，所以我们的心相续呢，到底来自何方？它是从什么地方来的？从哪里开始的？它是怎么样运作的？所以呢，这是一个很大的问题。
说来的，说你不得行，说。Buddhists explain about that mind came from the cause and condition. What is the cause of the mind is the previous mind. You know, for example, this life mind came from the past life mind, you know, not from the parent.
所以呢，在佛教里面，他是这样解释的。我们的心相续呢，它的出现也是有自己的因缘条件的。我们这一刻的心来自上一刻、上一秒、上一分钟 的心相续。
So like that, so Buddhists, yeah, many of the scholars, Buddha Shakyamuni, all the Indian Pandit, all the Tibetan scholars, so they explain that the mind came from previous mind.Not from the parents.
所以呢，很多的在佛教里面呢，比如说我们的佛陀啊，本师释迦牟尼了，很多的佛教学者啦，很多的印度的班智达啦，或者是藏地啊，佛教藏族的那个高僧们呢。他们都这样的去分析理解，说我们这一刻的心呢，我们现在的心呢，是来自过去上一刻的心。
So that's why, so Buddhism, so that the mind have no beginning, so no end, you know. So like that, always no beginning, also no end, you know, continually moving, yeah, so that.
所以呢，如果我们讲我们现在的心呢，来自过去心，过去的心呢，来自上一刻过去的心，上一刻的过去心呢，来自上上一刻的过去的心，你这样去推断的话呢，所以你可以发现你的心相续呢，也是无始的，也是无始的。这样你再往后推的话呢，你的心相续呢，也是没有终点的。
So the subtle mind, very, very subtle mind.It's like a very tiny atom like that, you know, similar to that. It's never break down, you know, continuation, you know. The subtle mind continually move from life to life. Then each time move, the mind is the basis. Then you meet with the parent, then you take different type of ripple, you know, and different type of body, you know. So basis.But the mind is always there, the continuation is always there. But, you know, it will change different type of the form.
所以呢，我们这个极细微的心，极细微的心呢， 不是心识啊，心识是很粗分的。哦，我们这个极细的心呢，也像这个极微的分子，我们就讲极微的分子和合世界又形成了。所以我们极微极微的心呢，它也是像极微的分子一样，它会一直延续延续下去的。如果我们以心呢做一个单位来分析的话，这只是分析心而已。这个极微的心呢，会从这一生下到下一生。下生呢，你可以有不同的父母哦，你有不同的投到不同的善趣恶趣哦，六到任何地方去，你可以有不同的父母。可是极微的心呢，会一直延续延续，从一生延续到下一生。
So that is difficult to understand. You know, so not easy. So but.
这一点呢是非常难的，很不容易理解的。
So, just giving one example. For our daily life, when you wake up until before you go to sleep, we have so many different types of mind. You know, so much emotion.You know, happy mind, difficult mind, problem, suffering, happiness, you know, all kind of feeling arise in our daily life, from morning to before go to sleep, before go to bed.
啊，这样怎么去进一步去思维或者去理解呢？我们举个例子，我们就从我们的每一天的生活来看，来分析。从我们醒来的那一刻，哦，到一直到整天的活动，一直到我们晚上睡觉的那个过程里面，我们的心呢是处于各种各样的不同的状态，我们的心的相续是不同的，不同的状态。因为呢，我们在这一天里面呢，我们经历了不同的情绪，不同的感受。啊，有时候呢，我们的心呢是很高兴，是很快乐的；有时候我们遇到问题呢，我们的心呢是感受到痛苦的。
So here, from morning to night, what kind of mind you have? Happy feeling or miserable feeling arise? So depend on that, your body change, your expression change, your look change.Not exactly same, you know, depend on that. You know, expression is nice or not, all depend on your body, mind. Happy mood, you know, we have nice expression, nice look, nice radiant, you know. So, but you are very upset, angry, you know, your mind, because of that, your expression is totally different, fierce.Ugly, scare, you know, when people see it, immediately scare, you know. So, when you look in daily life, what makes that? It's nothing to do with your physical body, but it's really your mind create that different type of rebirth was like that, you know.
所以呢，从早晨到晚上睡觉这一段时间呢，我们经历了各种各样不同的觉受感受哦。比如说，有时候我们会感到快乐、高兴，我们有时候会搞得很沮丧、很悲伤。哦，当我们感到很，当我们在经历这不同的情绪、不同的感受的时候呢，我们的身体呢也会跟着变化。我们的给人家看的那个感觉啊，那看着我们的脸或者我们的表情啊，也不是一成不变的，它也是在变化。随着我们的情绪呢，它们会出现各种变化。比如说，当我们感到很快乐的时候呢，别人一看可能就懂了啊，这个脸啊，哇，笑嘻嘻的，哇，可能容光焕发，哇，觉得看到哇，好像光都砰。跑出来的样子，而觉得这个人非常开心的，我们可以看得到，别人可以也可以感受得到。 当我们感到很伤心，或者是我们很生气的时候，我们的心呢、啊，我们心感到生气的时候，我们外在显现呢，可能就一个凶巴巴的样子啊，好像包青天这样，脸很黑的，叫别人看到也会感到哇很害怕。好、哦，所以呢，这是我们生活中我们可以理解的。可是呢，我们觉得，哎，为什么你看到这个样子，你会变成这个样子？为什么？其实呢，我们这个相，就佛家讲，我们这个字叫相，这个相由心生，它是你的心变化，所以影响到你外在的感觉。所以你外在呈现给人的那个样子，是由你内在的心的变化所呈现出来的。所以同样的道理，你觉得，哎，为什么我们会有投生到不同的道去啊？什么恶鬼啊、地狱啊、畜生啊、人啊什么？因为不同的道嘛，它的样子是不一样的，像人和动物是不一样的，啊，它不一样的呈现呢，也是因为由心的造作而显现出来的。
So what I'm talking here is, you can see that different state of mind.We have different expression, you know. So good mind, you have good expression. Your bad mind, or angry mind, you have different expression, you know. So it's like that. Good mind, good jibbot. Bad mind, bad jibbot. So exactly like that. So it's good jibbot, bad jibbot. It's created by the mind. So I'm just giving some simple example to understand, yeah.
所以呢，我们看到呢，我们的心理的不同的变化。哦，当我们的心呢是快乐的，是善良的，它外在的显现就是非常高兴，给人看了也是非常愉快的。当我们的心呢，我们心念是恶的，是不好的，或者是沮丧的，我们外在显现呢，给人看到呢，也是会很害怕或者很不好的。所以，同样的道理，当我们的心念是善的时候，我们呢就能够投生到善去。当我们的心念是恶的时候，是不好的时候，我们呢就会投生到恶趣去，就会堕落到三恶道去。可是无论是善道还是恶道，它都是由我们的心的造作而显现而得到的。哦，所以呢，这是仁波切给我们一个非常简单的那个例子来说明。
So here, so with a good mind, with a happy mind, so you have good expression, good zibbot, good expression. So because of that, you are happy oneself. Not only that, but also you give so much happiness to other, you know. So it's come from your own mind, happy state mind, you know. So again, you have angry mind,suffering mind, your expression is not nice, difficult, miserable, expression is there, of course, so that makes oneself suffering, not only that makes others suffering too. You know, so this comes from our own unsubdued mind.
所以当我们的心呢是善的，当我们的心呢是快乐的，我们外在显现那个相呢就很好，叫相好。所以呢，我们就投生到，我们也在投生到善去。所以呢，我们投生到善去的那个众生呢，通常自己都会感到一种快乐。哦，那别人看到呢也会感到快乐。所以不只是自己感到快乐，也会为别人带来快乐。而这样的快乐呢，都是源自他的内心，是由他的心呢造作的。当我们有这个嗔心的话，很生气了，很生气。我们有这个恶心的话，或者我们有一个觉得很痛苦的心的话呢，我们所显现的那个相呢，是很痛苦的一种相，这种恶相。哦，通常呢，这样的东西呢，这样的出现呢，就会带引到我们投生到那个恶趣去。啊，所以呢，所以我们无论我们的那个相的显现呢。其实是由我们的心呢，决定的。
What I'm talking, huh? I don't know.
You're talking about taking refuge.
Taking refuge.
Yes. Yes. 仁波切是在跟你解释那个皈依了，
So, okay, so you understand that how our mind makes everything. This is something to understand, and that existence of past life, future life. Something to understand. Then now, so next one, why need to do refuge? Yeah.
所以呢，刚才我们讲了这些东西啊，我们都会看到呢，通常你看那个佛教经典，他就讲了五个字：一切由心造，或者万法由心造。这五个字就讲完了啦。就刚才一大堆讲了，就五个字就可以讲完了。所以呢，他讲到就万法由心造，就讲了为什么我们会有未来生，未来生会是什么样子的了。如果明白有未来生，未来生会是什么样子的，在那个未来生在等待我们的是什么样子的时候，我们就会去思维啊，为什么我们要皈依。Why refuge?
Not easy. Why refuge? Why refuge? Why need to be Buddhist? So, So here, so now, so when you say taking refuge to Dharma, so you have to understand that taking refuge to Dharma, you know, so again you have to understand what is Dharma. First, you have to understand what is Dharma.
所以呢，为什么我们要皈依啊？那为什么我们需要成为佛教徒？这是不容易的啊，不容易去解释或者就深一层的理解。所以呢，我们讲我们皈依，我们皈依三宝嘛。叫什么是皈依法？到底什么才算是法
？So. In Dharma, so there's a way to understand the meaning of the Dharma is to understand that the meaning of the Dharma is to protect, you know, protect oneself from the suffering, you know, which protect you from the suffering. So that's Dharma.
这个法这个字，它的意思呢是给予庇护的意思。就给予我们免除、免受痛苦的庇护的意思。
So here, for example, when you get so much angry, upset to someone, then you meditate on compassion, loving kindness, compassion, you know. So.If you are able to reduce that anger, the suffering, you know, with the anger, this bad expression is come out, harm oneself, harm other. But antidote to that, you meditate on loving kindness for other. Then you really think well, you are able to change mental problem, then your expression able to change in positive way.
You know? 很不顺心的时候，我们很生气的时候，就是我们有那个嗔心的时候了。这样我们其实呢，就应该去观修慈心或者是悲心。当我们能够观心这个慈悲心的时候呢，真的去观修，而且真的是达到那个效果的时候，你就发现你的嗔心呢、就会减轻了，你就不会感到那么生气了，然后你的痛苦呢也就减轻了，所以你那个相啊就会变得比较调和，那相比较好，所以你就不会去伤害别人。所以当你有这样的问题的时候，你运用这个方法啊，这个对治力了，我们讲佛教讲对治力，去观这个慈心悲心的时候，这样你能够这样去想的话，你就能转换你的那个心了、所以你的心所面对的问题呢，就会出现正面的变化。
So like that. So you have to see your own mental problem, then you meditate antidote to that. You know, so you know this is problem, this is harming oneself, harming other. Then you look for solution for that is loving kindness.You're able to meditate that, you are able to solve your problem. So this is the way you take refuge to Dhamma. You know? This is the way to take refuge to Dhamma.
所以当我们能够看到我们心里的问题、就用你的心的眼睛，心里的眼睛去看、你所面对的问题的话、这样你就会去我应该呢怎么样去做、这样你就去观修那个对治的方法、这样你本来呢心是很烦躁的，想要伤害别人的，这样想我应该怎么做、然后你去思维，然后去观修、我应该修、去思维这个慈悲心，这样如法的如理的去思维的话呢、你就可以啊，就可以找到这个解决的方法、减轻你自己的嗔心，要减轻自己的痛苦。如果你能这样去做的话，这就叫做皈依法。
Okay, so the taking refuge to Dharma mean like that, you know.
这就是皈依法的方式。
So like that. But for us, when the anger arises, the angry to someone, you know,We take refuge in different way, not this way, you know. We take refuge on, I don't know what is it, become more violent, you know, more fierce, more violent. You know, then sometimes we fight, you know, worst case, become fight, quarrel. Then hope that solve the problem.Hoping for that. With the anger, then you react differently. Become violent, you know. So, if you want to solve the problem, in deep down, we want to solve the problem, but taking refuge in different objects, you know, like become violent, you know. But it doesn't solve your problem. Instead of that, the problem become bigger, you know. So that means you are not taking right object.Of refuge.
But many times, we are not using this way to guide us. Our guide method is different. For example, when we are very angry, some things make us very angry, our mental state is angry, our guide method is completely different. Our guide method is not law.所以呢，我们是怎样皈依的呢？当有件事弄我们很生气的，我们称心生气的时候呢，我们没有去思维这个对治方法，我们变得呢更加的暴躁，
哦，更加的暴力啊，变得更加的凶恶哦，这甚至呢会出手打人啊，或打架等等。但我们希望呢用这样的方法来解决我们面对的问题，哦，可是呢，所以我们皈依的皈依处呢是其他的东西啊，我们的皈依处其实是我们的诚心，所以用这样的方法呢，我们想解决我们面对的问题，结果我们面对的问题呢反而变得更大、更棘手、更难解决。如果事情是这样的话，我们如果去分析我们面对的状况，如果是这样的话，就表示我们的皈依处是错误的，我们皈依错误的地方了。
So there's one, I don't know, there's one Gishi Ben, you know, there's one scholar. When he mentioned that before he become monk, you know, he's like a robbery, thief, you know, he do all sort of things before he become the monk. So he become, so he have, you know, to protect to himself, so he have many weapons, you know, like that, gun.Weapon, you know, whatever he has, so many things, protect himself, you know, by to dada. So, that time he has so many enemies also, everybody looking for him and want to kill him, you know, so like that. So then after a while, then he become monk. Then after he become monk, he take the precept, then he put down all his weapon.Everything down. then he mentioned that before I have all the weapon to protect myself, but there's so many enemy, he said. Then after he become monk, he lay down all the weapon, nothing. Then that time also no enemy there.
在西藏呢，有个非常出名的格西啊，叫班格西啊，这是一个非常非常出名的一个修行成功的例子。他在出家前呢，是一名强盗，专门抢人的东西的。这样为了保护自己呢，他拥有各种各样的武器啊，来保护自己。可是因为他是强盗嘛，所以他树立了很多敌人，就很多人呢都要杀他。这样后来呢，他出家了，他出家成为喇嘛了，所以他就受戒了，出家要受戒的，所以呢，他就把他的武器呢全部都放下了，就全部都丢掉了，结果呢，却没有人要杀他，所以呢，他就说过了，他出家前呢，他有很多很多武器啊，他拥有很多武器，想要保护自己，可是呢，敌人却越来越多。他出家后呢，把所有的武器啊全部都丢掉，可是一个敌人却没有。
So like that. So when we take refuge, sometimes we don't really think carefully. You know, we take refuge on different objects. Yeah? You don't really take right object. You know, you don't take refuge on the right object. You take wrong object. Then it doesn't solve your problem from the root. You know, so this become more problem. So therefore, this not the right object of refuge. You know, so as I mentioned here, when you're angry, upset, then you instead of fighting, you just maintain loving kindness. So that solve your problem from the root. So this the way we take refuge to them.
所以呢，有时我们皈依过后呢，我们并没有如理的，或者是好好的去思维啊，这个皈依到底是什么？我们只是皈依了，形式上皈依而已。所以呢，有时候我们要去想，我们皈依处对吗？我们皈依的地方对吗？那个皈依的那个对境是对的还是错的？如果我们皈依的对境是佛教语。佛教的术语了，就皈依的地方了，我们皈依的对境呢，不能根本解决我们面对的问题呢，这样他的皈依的地方呢，就是错误的，就是不正确的，比如说当称心升起的时候，我们的皈依对境是什么？ 如果我们皈依的对象呢是更大的称心哦，让我们去怎么讲呢？去诉诸武力啦，或打架来解决想要解决问题，这样这是错误的皈依处，因为它不能解决问题。如果我们是观修慈悲心的话呢，它能从根本解决问题的话呢，这样这才是呢真正的正确的皈依法。
So like that, so I have to understand that when you take refuge in Dharma, so that makes your life happy life for this life. You know, when you really take refuge in Dharma, so that change your mind, so that change your life.You know, happy life. So, then of course, definitely that help your future life. You know, happy life.
所以当我们皈依法的时候呢，我们能够如理的去皈依法的时候，我们这一生呢就会得到快乐。这样呢，我们其实很简单，我们只需要呢转换我们的心呢，我们的心态，我们的信念，我们就能改变我们的生命，这一生的生命。如果我们能改变这一生的生命呢，使它更快乐的话呢，我们就能呢，比较可能哦，保证我们的未来生呢也是快乐的。
所以 you have to understand that sometimes taking refuge Buddha Dharma and Sangha.Sometimes people think only for the future life. Not necessary. You know, you take refuge in Dharma, you will be happy in this life. So it's important to take refuge. Even for this life, important to take refuge in Dharma. That makes you happy.
所以我们必须明白，当我们皈依三宝的时候呢，很多人都想，哦，我们皈依三宝是因为呢，我们来生要带来快乐。哦，其实好像和这一生没有关系，其实是错误的。如果我们皈依三宝的话呢，我们能够如理的去皈依的话，我们这一生呢也会得到快乐。
So, so like that. Yeah, your question is good. Huh?
啊，所以上师讲你的这个问题问得很好，所以他讲了两个钟头。
Yeah. That end my class with you. good. I mean, good question. You know, all Buddhists need to think that. If somebody asks you why you need to take refuge Buddha and Dharma, you know, Buddha and Sangha, not easy, you know. Not easy to explain. you know, it's how to convince, you know, what she's asking, how to convince somebody to take refuge to Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, you know.Not an easy thing, you know, really. It's a big question, so.
所以你这个问题问得非常好哦，所以呢，所有的佛教徒呢，其实应该这样的去思考这个问题哦。比如说，人家问你哦，皈依三宝，你要怎么跟人家解释？其实是非常困难，你要解释是非常困难的，人家要听得明白，而且还要说服别人呢相信这是对的，哦，所以这是不容易的。所以你问的问题其实是一个很大很大的问题。
Okay, good.Next time somebody asks you, must explain now.
所以下次有人问你，你就没有问题了。
Okay, stop here, huh?
所以今天呢，我们就开始到这里。所以现在呢，我们就做回向，我们的修心八颂就下个星期了哈。OK， 回向，请打开那个比较大的本子。We'll do dedication now。第32面 ，OK， page 32。You can do it in English yourself. OK.For some, you can do it in English, some you can do it in Chinese. Okay. 32面回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长， 34面 page 34，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。
OK， 很彩。
OK， 谢谢大家，
谢谢大家。
我们要跟老师讲 ，to jiche， 这是藏文谢谢的意思。哦 ，to jiche。老师藏文叫喇嘛，好个 guru，to
jiche，
你们要求的那个翻译呢，那个节上个星期节的翻译要等，请给我一个月的时间，谢谢。